Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. The DAG. LA. West Coast. All day. Tired of the bullshit. The bitches. The haters. All of them, you know what I mean? All y'all motherfuckers. Keep it pushing. Let's keep it going. Yeah. On to the next one. Hey baby, how you doing? Let me holler at you real quick. Hope you're a real chick. Tired of the dumb bitch talking crazy shit, playing games with a real G. Niggas just hate y'all, bitches try to kill me. Been in love twice, it won't happen again. I already know the end, I don't wanna begin. Tell the truth from the jump. Yeah, I pop pills, smoke blunt, my car don't stunt. I use DVD to buy lunch. I don't like to spend it, rather watch it stack up. If I'm in a fight, I'm by myself, no. I like to act up, cause I'm a crazy individual. Don't copy anybody, cause I'd rather be original. Labeled as a criminal, still no felonies. I wanna be good, but the world's not letting me. Fuck that, I'm unplugged. Nothing like these other niggas up in the club. He wanna buy you a drink, I wanna know what you think. I want the number to your house, he wants your Facebook link. Spending all his money cause the nigga wanna buy you. I wanna figure out if you the one I shouldn't lie to. But are you like the Rams walking with your hand out? Titties and your ass out, always wanna stand out. If so, gotta go, hater, no, never. I can get you wet, but his money get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. I gotta get you wet, tryna make you sweat. Do the things you have that I never did. He get you wet, I get you wet. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give him a lick right after the fuck. He get you wet, I get you wet. He do what I do better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have that I never did. He get you wet, I get you wet. He do what I do better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right after.
Hey baby, how you doing? Let me nibble on your neck slow. Bite you like a vampire, I may never let go. Look good, smell good, taste good, act right. No kids and a job, I think I found my new life. In my life of darkness, will you be my sunshine? Girl, it's crunch time, why you waiting for the punchline? I done played enough games and I felt enough pain. Made a life change to maintain my new campaign. Feeling like Obama cause the world thinks I'm failing. Looking for Michelle, keep finding Sarah Palin. Young, dumb, lazy, wanna have my baby. Bitch, you crazy cause you waiting this late. If you want that kind of life, then you gotta step your game up. I'm sexy when I wake up without any makeup. Cook every other day, party every other week, my woman in the street, but you my hoe up in the bed. See you there when I sleep, cause you don't wanna leave me lonely. Good, bad, happy, sad, I'm your one and only. Tell them other niggas that the dagger got you locked down. If you wanna walk away, then walk away right now. No need to waste time, you in or you out. Cause we don't need to be together while you figure it out. Girl, you got a good life, I wanna make it better. Lust will get you wet, true love get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have that I never did. He get you wet, I get you wet. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right after you suck. He get you wet, I get you wet. You do what I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have that I never did. He get you wet, I get you wet. You do what I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right.
Hey baby, how you doing now? I got you in the bedroom, looking so good, eyes like a cartoon. Mouth dropping so hot, it burns when I get close. Fuck it, I'ma burn, cause I want you the most. You got a nigga drooling with your pink and black lingerie. High heels, thong on, booty so jiggly. Titty sitting upright, silky smooth. Dagger don't beg, but
please put it on.
Waited long enough, so now it's time for some action. I got you all night, I guarantee satisfaction. Look at your reaction, don't run from it. Got you sounding like, wanna grab your stomach. Do you like it or love it, or do you want me to stop? I try to slow down, and she screamed out. She want me cause of me, not the status of a chest. Tell me, are you wet? Let me get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have that it ain't that good. He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right after the sun. He get you wet, I get you wet.
This letter sounds all right. Dear Reek Publishing, I was highly disappointed by your erotic novel. Here's what I would have wrote. It was past midnight when the blonde, smoking hot lab assistant, who looked a little like Heather Locklear, only with bigger jugs, was grabbed and thrown onto the lab table. He ripped off her lab coat and she grabbed his metallic extension. Oh, did I mention he was a robot? Because that's kind of important. Yeah, a robot. Awesome.
Whoa, that is hot. I gotta get a copy of that.
You got some serious talent there, Peter.
Really?
I'm no school administrator, but there's an extension program going on in my trousers.
What's cracking, everybody? Excuse me. You got the dagger. West Coast Wednesdays, Hub Nights, Late Night Edition. L.A., West Coast all day. It's good to be back. It's been a long couple of days. I missed Slap Sundays this week. I want to apologize, y'all, but we're going to make up for it this coming Sunday. It's going to be okay because I'm going to talk about my Vegas trip. I can't believe so much dumb shit happened in like 4 days. But like I said, we're going to save that for Slap Sundays. This is West Coast Wednesdays. We chilling. We trying to relax. We trying to get through the rest of the week. I'm trying to get some of y'all laid. I'm trying to get, you know, I'm trying to just help out. We trying to smooth things out. We trying to get understandings. And we're on an adult level tonight, so make sure your kids are nowhere near the computer and nowhere near your phone. I don't want no kids hearing my show tonight, and I want to make sure y'all don't blame me for something that I say or something that they pick up, because y'all ain't going to be blaming me for y'all situations. I have enough people blaming me for things already. All right? But, yes, make sure y'all call in if y'all want to call in anytime, 661-621-7559. Press 1 if you want to talk to the host, which is me, the Dagger. But let me get my business out the way real quick. First, I want to shout out Topaz Lachey. Without her, there is no Bang Out Radio. You wouldn't be hearing my voice right now if she wasn't the boss lady that she was, doing what she got to do to make things happen. There's a lot of things about to be coming on in the new year, y'all, so y'all make sure y'all stay where y'all at. Fuck with Bang Out Radio. Fuck with Topaz Lachey. Make sure y'all know that what we got going on is no fucking joke. And that's just bottom line, all right? And that goes for every day of the week, every dollar that is made right here on Bang Out Radio. So just make sure y'all recognize on that, all right? But as I said, we're going to smooth it out. We're going to relax. I don't know what I'm going to get into today. I'm going to shout out a few people. I got people I'm talking to. We got the phones already coming in. I got people wanting to talk to me already. But, you know, we're going to start it off with some music first. You know, we got to get it cracking right here on West Good Wednesdays, because I know if y'all have had a hard week, like I've had a hard week, and it's only fucking Wednesday, sometimes you just need to relax. You don't need to yell. You don't need to scream. You don't need to be all loud. You just need to woo-sah. So we're going to let my girl Whitney Coleman handle this, Not That Girl featuring T-Throw. Let's roll.
I love that style. I love those lips. Then use the perfect storm, girl. Can I see you? I mean, cause you so fly. Funny, girl, use a trip. But my bags is packed, so yeah, I'm ready for it. You see, at first it was all about passion, laughing, and satisfaction attracting. You different, so I'm begging you, please. Cause I see you, and you see me. And I'm willing to sacrifice if it makes us a we. Nah, I mean, baby.
Here we are, face to face, talking about late. You said you wanted to chill that day, but I said no, I had a show to play. But there you were, by the phone, at your plate, all alone. Was on the stage, light shining on me. Then I knocked at your door, but this chick wasn't me.
was young until in high school. I'm talking way back when I was standing out by 5'2". They put me right beside you, now we ride to the end.
Yeah,
we created this special energy. Through you, I can express my words more vividly. Paint a perfect picture of us, it's not a risk to me. Fell in love at first sight, and now we sparked the perfect flame like a chimney. See, I'm addicted to you like smokers to nicotine. I got so many haters, but never let them get in between. Cause what we have is more important than anything. And if you want hands, then I'd be happy if you take this ring. And it's just a metaphor, and now I want you more. But I can't remember if I ever felt this way before. And if it's wrong, please, y'all can take me, lock me up. But I'ma love the music and be doing it till my time is up.
So put your hands up high, let me see you wave up in the sky. I'ma love a good music.
Other talents, but perfected making music, neglected going to school and dropped out so I could pursue it. No doubt, I can't make moves quick, but prefer to take my time. Cause with these lyrics and rhymes, I get better with every line. Further with every grind, and I'm surfing in every mind on waves. From a melody, greatest is what they yell at me. Shit, if it's a crime, then fuck it, I got a felony. Jealousy is a virtue, they hurt you, that's what they telling me. On another level, it's where I be. Won't settle for less, on different stages, I'm overseas. Demanding respect, don't wanna fall for no silly schemes. Get it off of my chest, they keep on talking, won't let me be. But the music is my remedy. Like a bandage to an open wound, and I can handle anything they throw at me. I stay in tune, but like I said, this time I'm ready. So let me in the game and get ready to rock steady, my niggas. So get 'em up.
So put your hands up high and let me see you wave up in the sky. You will love a good music.
Good music right there, y'all. We back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, The Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. Let's go to the phone line, straight out to 818-5773. You got The Dagger. What it do? Hello.
How you doing, though? What you doing?
Nah, out here chilling, trying to relax, trying to get people through the week. What you got going on?
Are you supposed to be playing, like, sexy music?
Can I play some more sexy music? That's what you're telling me to do?
No, I'm saying, ain't you supposed to be playing sexy music?
That wasn't sexy music. That's good music. I'm playing that chill, relaxed, cruise type music. You talking about my, that's how you feel? You calling in to talk about my playlist? You don't like my playlist?
No.
Ah, you're a hater. It's cool, though.
Yeah, I love it.
So what you been up to, though? Everything all good with you?
Yeah, everything's good. Everything's great. I'm living a southern life.
You need to change your area code. Call way out there. Your Roman minutes is going to be cracking.
No, I'm good. They need to put some more sexy music, though.
Yeah, I got the R&B cracking. Like I said, I got to broaden my horizons over here on West Coast Wednesday. So, I mean, I'm going to try to smooth it out. That's what I'm doing. But that was some chill, relaxed. Like I said, we riding over here. So it's okay. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it.
All right, thank you
for listening. Tell your friends, tell them to holler at me. We all good over here, okay?
I will.
All right, ma, holler at you later.
Bye.
Yes, y'all. Sip my drink here real quick, and this shit is actually nasty. What am I sipping on? I'm sipping on 100 proof vodka, but my dumb ass, because remember how I used to say shit, like you could put fucking vodka in anything. That's what was always good about vodka, but my dumb ass, gonna put this 100 proof vodka in unsweetened iced tea. So this shit is just, but you know, I'm still drinking it because, I mean, I'm a fucking alcoholic. And like I said, we're chilling, we're relaxing, and this is what I do. I done been at work all day. So when I get off of work, I'm gonna smoke my weed, I'm gonna have my drink, and I'm gonna fucking relax. That's what I'm gonna do. So that's what I'm doing. Hold on, real quick. Let me sip this. Hold on. Shit, this is crazy, but. Yeah, while I got a minute, let me, my homies brought up, it was funny, I was looking on Facebook and the homies was on there talking about the old times that we was having because, you know, back on the block, back in the day, I told y'all last week that, you know, I started my sexual exploits at a very young age, but, you know, I wasn't always involved in the actual sexual exploits all the time, but I was always around it or I was always trying to get shit cracking, so it was very interesting that they was talking about this because in my garage in the back of my house that we grew up on, my dad, you know, he's been in casinos all his life, so we had a poker table in the back. So, you know, the garage was cracking. I had the dartboard back there, a little foosball table, you know, the fucking card table and everything. And then my dad always wanted to teach me how to deal because he wanted me to follow in his footsteps. So I know how to, you know, shuffle cards. I could do all the little tricks and shit, shuffle, you know, deal poker, doing all that kind of shit. So that's what I used to try to do. So I would be back there with the homies, you know, the nigga like 12, 13, niggas back there smoking and shit, fucking playing poker for fake chips and candy and dumb shit and like playing dart, you know, just niggas chilling, relaxing. But this one particular day, niggas so set this bitch up. And I'm only calling her a bitch because I don't remember her name. Actually, I'm lying, but I'm not going to put it out there. So we just going to call her what that is. So I'm sorry if I'm offending anybody, but they set her up or whatever, right? Talking about we gonna play strip poker. So it's me. I'm just the dealer. This is what I'm saying. I'm trying to stay out of it. I'm just gonna deal. This is my job. I'm gonna deal. And it's like two of the homies and her, and I'm the fucking dealer. Now, already, you know, the guy has to be like 14, 15. It's just amazing. Like I said, this is why I know girls probably got the best stories because shit be happening to females sometimes, and they don't be wanting to tell nobody because I know it could be embarrassing. Like, but hey, it happens. But so back there, they talked the girl into coming back there. Yeah, we're gonna play strip poker. No, it's gonna be fair. Things gonna be okay. This dumb bitch. Okay, yeah, let's go ahead. Of course, like I said, I'm the dealer. My homies done looked at me. I done looked at them. I didn't have to say shit. Then no words were exchanged. And then, you know, and I just started dealing and we started playing. Now, the funny thing is that this just bitch doesn't notice that my homies keep getting, like, four of a kind, like, every other hand or, like, a full house or, like, a straight flush. She doesn't notice, or at least she does, and just thinks she has the worst luck in the world, that she just keeps losing. And her clothes is chilly, slowly stripping off. Now, yes, I was cheating my ass off because, like I said, I know how to deal. So I was sliding cards from the bottom of the deck. I was stacking the deck in a certain way. I was shuffling the cards in a way where I knew who was going to win. And it was always I would let her win like once every now and then, once, twice. You know what I mean? Just enough to be like, okay, just to make her not feel all the way stupid. But it was But, I mean, this is just, like I said, I'll be on some other shit. And then, yeah, she ran out of clothes, and then that niggas took her on the other side of the garage because there was a little divider there. And my manager at the time, his car was back there. He had an old-school car. I forget what it was, but it was old. It was dusty. It always had the little hood on it, the cover. You know, he never moved that shit. It was just there. So they was over there doing what they – now, that was the get-it-cracking spot because you can go around the car – and then the whole other part of the garage is completely open because our other neighbors didn't even have a car. So that was just, it was just open space over there. So them niggas went over there and did what they was doing or whatever. And I'm just sitting there, but then it's just funny because I hear my manager come downstairs and I hear all of a sudden you see these niggas shoot past me. I'm like, what the fuck, Eric? But you know me, fuck it. The homies is running. I'm running too. But my dumb ass looking back on it now, it's like, nigga, you live here. Nigga, they in your garage. Like, where the fuck are you going to go and run and hide? Like, you dumb ass. But at the same time, I also wonder and look back, like, that bitch must have been sitting there. But because her clothes was over where I was. Like, she walked over to there butt naked to do what they was going to do over there. So she... And she didn't come running by. I don't even know what happened after that, really. I don't remember. It's just amazing what I do remember, but that's what happened. And it was just crazy that them niggas brought that up because it's just when you think back sometimes and, you know, you look back at the shit you done did or the shit you done been involved in, and it's like, damn, nigga, what the fuck was you thinking? What the fuck was I thinking? Nigga, I'm 12, 13. What the fuck is you doing cheating at strip poker to get the homies to get some pussy to flip this bitch? Like, nigga, what was she like? it just providing the space, because like I said, it was my garage. And like I said, I had no problems helping the homies do what they felt they needed to do. You know, that's the homies. So, but it's just amazing how things work out with the shit I was involved in. And this is already at an early age, y'all. Like I said, ain't no telling. Like I said, we got a long time here on West Good, on West Good Wednesdays, Hub Nights, to get into all kind of stories. But I know y'all got stories, too. I'm not the only one. Y'all, look, you can either call in if you ain't afraid to talk about your shit live on air, 661-621-7559. You can be anonymous if you want to. It's okay, but we keep keeping it real. Let's share some stories. Let's hear what else y'all got going on, because I'm not the only crazy motherfucker out there. So let's keep it real, y'all. So don't be scared. Or if you want to do like some kind of, if you want to send me an email, do it that way. If you want to write out your stories and I'll read your stories live, that'll give me something to do here. So we can have a little story time, and I'll call it story time. That'll be the new segment that I'm introducing. So if you don't want to tell your story and you want me to tell your story, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. And you know what? I'll put it out there for you, and, you know, I'll still keep it anonymous, and I'll just be like, hey, look, we got another story cracking. So we're going to get into some music. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to smooth it out, as I was so, so graciously requested to keep doing. So we're going to get on this super cold, y'all. Chocolate Wasted. Let's roll.
This is the punchlines and panty droppers. Don't sleep. She kisses all over your lips slowly. That chocolate caramel cookie and cream. Feeling like the shorty got the whipped cream. I got a sweet one, but you got a limp. I'm chocolate wasted. Shorty got me chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate wasted, she got me chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate wasted, shawty got me chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate wasted, she got me chocolate wasted.
See, that's my little thing, buttercup. First she kissed nipples, I'm a stuck. Buck, couldn't find that flavor in a cook. Buck, sugar high, felt like I hit the punk. You know I got the must, baby. And I be munching on my pussy, baby. So tell them, hey, niggas, fuck you, pay me. You know I fuck you crazy. And when I fuck you, baby, I had you screaming out. You must be fucking crazy. I got J. Blue and gold. Rockstar is going down.
This is the punchlines and panty droppers.
Chocolate wasted, shawty got me chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate wasted, she got me chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate wasted, shawty got me chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate wasted, she got me chocolate wasted.
Shawty, you fine as hell. Yeah, I ain't gon' lie. Bet your love is good, sweeter than cherry pie. Kissing all on your neck, touching on your inner thigh. Something about your eyes, gonna make me high. No false eyes, gonna pass me by. We can get it cracking, good for a night time. Let me in your world, girl. Bet you ain't had it like that. Rose petals on the bed, I hit it from the back. Champagne bottles, I'ma pour it on your clit. Little bit of whipped cream on strawberry. I like your style, style, style. Wanna see how we get down, down, down. Down up on the floor, all down up on me. Between me and you, girl, what it's gonna be? I love that double fudge, buttercup. Got a pecan, got a thing for vanilla. Can I really be off chart?
And penny droppers.
Can I be off chart?
Don't sleep. She kisses all over your lips slowly. That chocolate caramel cookie and cream. Feeling like the shorty packed with whipped cream. I got a sweet tongue, but you got a limp.
I'm chocolate wasted, shawty got me chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate wasted, she got me chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate wasted, shawty got me chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate wasted, she got me chocolate wasted.
I touch your hands when I see your girl with them slanted eyes and that chocolate skin. Shiny sheen and out bend the corners on my basket tip, yep, trying to win. Way back then, it was me and the gang on the hell block, real long range. It was me and home, my brother Justin J, my nigga Baby Mac, we was on the lane. Find every way, you was locked up, and it was summertime, but you was hot tough. Dropped the curtains on break, go, and I caught a glimpse, couldn't let it go. Granddad, that corn hatching off Ball Street, a bad beast. spot, and I was Michael Bill straight diving in. Me sagging on it like Wendy stop. Candles hitting that bad friend, that silhouette like hot damn. My Lisa Pizza, she's sweet though. And every time I see one of those, we getting lit the real chocolate way. That I'm chocolate too, and she's trying to taste it. I aim to please, she ain't gotta fake it. I'm strapping up, and I'm sweating.
Kisses
all over your lips slowly. That chocolate caramel cookie and cream. Feeling like the shorty got the whipped cream. I got a sweet tooth. I'm chocolate wasted. Shorty got me chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate wasted. She got me chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate wasted. Shorty got me chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate wasted. She got me chocolate wasted.
Here for months, and we all know that men have certain needs, and being that there's no women around, we're gonna have to have an orgy.
Anybody horny?
No.
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 Yeah, me neither. And whoever's toe that is, I appreciate your enthusiasm, but I think you can stop.
Boy, I'm sure glad nobody's here to see this.
And if you look off the left side of the ship, you'll see a bunch of homosexuals. A la izquierda del barque, podemos ver las fanny bandits.
Yes, yes, yes. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, The Dagger, Bang Out Radio, L.A., West Coast all day. If you want to call in, as always, 661-621-7559. I see y'all down here chilling with me, listening in. Thank you very much. If you want to press 1 to holler at me real quick, just go ahead. If not, feel free to just sit back and listen. I want to thank all my independent artists, anybody out there sending me music that's R&B now. It's not just rap. It is R&B and them slow jams, them not, you know, kick back, relax, cuddle up type tracks. That's what we subbing on. That's what we listening to tonight as we sip our drinks, as we smoke our weed, as we try to make it through the rest of the week. So I want to thank all the independent artists. Make sure y'all keep sending me y'all stuff. As soon as y'all send me something new, make sure you tell your peoples to send me their shit so I can put y'all all in rotation. I want to thank all my listeners. If you're listening on your phone, if you're listening on your computer, if you're listening on whatever you're listening on. And I want to thank the people that's going to go back and listen to this shit if they missed it live and they go back to listen to the archive messages. So I'm thanking y'all in advance, all right? So let's keep it pushing. Let's keep it going, man. And I told y'all last week that I got an app specifically for this show. And y'all got to excuse me. I've been trying to fight a cold, so excuse me if I sound a little, you know, congested. So let me apologize about that as well. But I got a special app just for this show with the dumbest laws about sexual conduct around the world and everything. And let me just share some of this shit with you guys out there, because maybe some of y'all don't know this. Like in Arkansas, if anybody's living in Arkansas, I feel fucking sorry for you. Oral sex is considered to be sodomy. How can you even compare getting head to sticking something in somebody's ass? There's no comparison to that. And then also, does that count both ways? Like, if a guy's going down on a girl, is that sodomy? Like, for real, ladies, how would you feel about that? Would you want to live in fucking Arkansas? I didn't think so. See, I'm trying to help y'all out. Let's see, what else we got? Boozeman, Montana, has a law that bans all sexual activity between members of the opposite sex in the front yard of a home after sundown if they're nude. So I mean, now this is the type of law that just makes you wonder, like, who the fuck did this shit just to make it a law? Like, that means somebody had to do it for them to be that specific. After sundown, nude in your front yard, and fuck that. If I want to fuck my girl in my front yard, sundown, sun up, fucking when the mailman coming around, while the kids is out of school, I don't care. I don't care. Ain't nobody going to tell me what to do on my property that I'm paying for, especially if I got, see, this is why I want one of those houses with that big-ass, you know, that big-ass shrubbery bush or something like that that's like a little fort. You know, I want one of those. Because fuck that, man. How you going to tell me I can't do something in my own yard that I got to pay taxes on, man? Miss me. Come on, please. What else we got? Clinton, Oklahoma. Ah, shit, my homies live in Oklahoma. What the fuck these niggas got to deal with? Oklahoma has a law against masturbating while watching two people having sex in a car. That's fucked up. So wait. Okay, so you're telling me it's illegal to masturbate while watching two people having sex in a car. So the two people in the car, there's nothing wrong with having sex in the car, but the motherfucker watching masturbating, that's the motherfucker that goes to jail. Ain't that some shit? And now my question is this. Does that go both ways? If a girl's out there, not like women do it, but come on. If I know y'all masturbate, but I mean, it's not like y'all would be sitting there masturbating. Maybe some of y'all would. Hold up. I'm not putting nothing past nobody. Hold on, Louie. I got a caller wanting to come in real quick. Hold on. Straight out local cast, 323-3596. You got the dagger. What it do? Hold on. Let's try it there. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, what it do?
What's up? I'm stories and all the crazy stuff that's going on in these different states and stuff. That's crazy.
This shit is ridiculous, man. I would be mad. Not only with, but I mean, it's dope. I would live in Oklahoma because I mean, that means I can have sex in my car. And I don't got to worry about it because if anybody's out there watching, then I can call the police on them and like, get these motherfuckers out of here. But that's still fucked up.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. I like being spontaneous sometimes, so I might have to move to Oklahoma just to do it because, you know, to do that in California, they consider that like prostitution or some shit like
nah,
that. They going to pull up on you.
Nah, you got to know what the spots is. You got to know you got to have your cut spots. See, like I said, anybody out there with cars, if you're a spontaneous person and you be out there trying to get it cracking, you got to scout out the areas that you live in. You got to see where you can pull over. You got to see where, you know, you're maybe blocked for a little while, maybe construction site, maybe. But you also have to realize that police patrol these areas as well for that same exact reason. But still, you got to find that right spot. And then do what you got to do. Like I said, nighttime is always better than daytime. I mean, it's hard to get it cracking in spontaneous places at the daytime unless you just really, really don't give a fuck. So sometimes niggas be in that mode, sometimes people don't, but this is reality and this is real. So y'all ain't out there probably doing it as big as y'all probably say y'all may be doing it, but I don't know. I can't vouch for nobody. When I see a motherfucker fucking on the bus, like if I go on the bus and I just see a motherfucker fucking in the front of it, like I don't care about nobody else out here, then I'll be like, okay, this shit is cracking. Like,
I don't know how true this is, but I also heard that it's not illegal to watch porn in the library. Like, how crazy is that?
There's nothing. What's wrong with watching a little bit of porn? Like I said, you go to the, you know, the library should have a porn section. You know, porn is historical. You know what I mean? I mean, let's be honest. There should be. Why can't we educate people on something? I mean, if people want to learn something, let's give them something to learn. We just got to keep the kids. It's just got to be roped off like the video store. You know
yeah,
I mean?
That's true because, like, it's kids in the library coming after school, getting on the computer, you know, getting on Facebook during their school projects, and you have somebody next to you watching porn. Like, how crazy is that?
No, that's fucked up.
And they talking about all
saying.
These pedophiles out here.
They need to just at least rope their section off or something. But you know what I mean? If you can't be on there watching no kiddie porn or nothing, I mean, that's fucked up. But I mean, a little grown-up porn, I mean, everybody grown.
Yeah,
like,
and
this
that's
you know,
crazy.
Like, if you want to watch porn, go ahead and get your little porn on, man. Look at who do I like? When was the last time I watched some good porn? No, I don't even be watching the basic porn that everybody else be watching. I bet I have to find some other shit to watch. If y'all want to see some shit, listen to my words right now. This is some free promotion just because I watch this shit. GhettoGaggers.com. Get a bar. That's the shit. Because shit's got to hold my interest. You can be, here's some other free promotion: Ghetto Gaggers and Bang Bus. I know, don't leave my show to go hop at the porn site right now. It's not going nowhere. Y'all can wait and hold up a second, but go ahead and mark that and write that down and check those out if that's the shit, because that's the shit I'll be watching. But if y'all want to see it, that's some shit. I'm not even going to tell y'all about it. Y'all just got to go watch it. Now, let's see what else we got. In Durango, Colorado, it is illegal to put out in public, to go out in public dressed in clothing unbecoming one's sex. That I think I like that. That means there's no cross dressing allowed. I think I'm cool with that rule. Girls need to dress like girls. Boys need to dress like boys. I think I'm cool with that rule. I don't think that bothers me.
Yeah, but also there's really big thing going on about the same sex marriages. So in like some states you can get married, in some states they don't want you dressing like a guy. What if I'm comfortable wearing my big sweats and my T-shirt, and you're going to tell me it's illegal for me to be comfortable in baggy
put on a
pants?
Put on a skirt. Make it look nice. Like I said, I don't got no problem with gay marriage. I mean, gay or, you know, marry who you want to, whatever. But then, yes, both of the dudes need to be up there in tuxes, and both of the girls need to be up there in dresses. You know, I don't need to see no dude up there in no dress trying to marry a dude. You know, I'm sorry. I think I agree with this rule. I think I like this rule. I'm sorry. That's just how I feel. What else? Let's go. Let's do another one. Couples are not allowed to make love in an automobile unless the act takes place while the vehicle is parked on the couple's own property. Oh, that's something easy. That's duh. Sorry about that one. That was a waste. Let's see what this one is. During lunch break in Carlsbad, New Mexico, no couple should engage in a sexual act while parked in their vehicle unless their car has curtains. That's dope. I would so install curtains on my car. Can't nobody tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. See, this is why, where is this? Carlsbad, New Mexico. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to go visit Carlsbad, New Mexico. I'm going to rent me a car, and I'm going to install curtains on it. And we're going to see what's going to happen. Oh, man, like I said, this is why I try to share stories and shit and news with y'all, because, like I said, you never know where you may visit. You never know what the rules are going to be, and you got to know what's going on out here, especially y'all freaks out there trying to get y'all shit popping, man. You don't want to be trying to get it popping in the wrong place and wind your ass up in jail somewhere, and that shit is not the business. So.
Well, I'm pretty sure everybody know where to go if they want to have sex in a car. Go to Mexico. Go to Oklahoma.
Yeah, there you go. Mexico, Oklahoma, did y'all mark it down? Are y'all listening? Y'all paying attention? I'm trying to help. These are places y'all can go visit these places on vacations just to say y'all did that shit and just say, you know what, the dagger was right. And come back and tell me the story right here on What's Good Wednesdays, Hump Nights. We're going to get into some music, y'all. Aston Martin featuring D-Ray, y'all. Hold me down. Let's roll.
Super Trek.
Already.
Turn my head on.
Anticipating and patience. This is time to get inspired to bring you nothing but greatness. Yeah, I know I left them waiting, but I was feeling forsaken. Doing what I felt was best, and I took it back to the basics. In other words, a dimension, a narrow road to redemption. I remember I was down where I couldn't pay it attention. But not that I got them listening. I don't want to misinterpret. If you don't believe in self, then you ain't living with a confidence and swag, all that's missing is enduring. So I run it all concurrent, and I'm ready for whatever. When it's time to see a labor, that's a whole heap of cheddar. I'm my own competition, can't nobody do it better. Cause I'm hotter than the ashes right after the smoke settle. Get my prime on the grind, futuristic stargazing. But they mean the grazers in the veil of brow raising, ain't it?
When I strip my wings, I'm a fly.
Haters through my success. With that said, I'm blessed. Through this talent, I give my best. Forgive them for they speak
my family's still in poverty, but that I give it all, even if it's my biography. My back against the wall, yeah, I know I get a lot in me. I went against the grain, very things, it ain't a robbery. I feel attention building, women dripping out erotically, cause we anticipate them, can't escape them, this is prophecy.
When I spread my wings, I'ma fly.
When I spread my wings,
even though they hear me down for some time, they won't hold me down forever.
Just because I'm a man, I'm a hoe, I'm a fool, still wanna be.
One time I shout and nigga, hey, I only got to say, nigga, I'm baked, now these fuck crackers can't now hold me down, nigga. You know what I'm saying, nigga, they get it, get money, that is. Fuck, never hold me down. No.
Like a
Yes, we're back. West Coast Wednesdays, late nights, hump nights, the Dagger, LA, West Coast all day, bangoutradio.com. Thank you for being here again. If you're just tuning in, we're about halfway through the show tonight. If you've been here from the jump, from the very beginning of the show, like I said, this is only my second episode that I've extended from my Slap Sundays onto West Good Wednesdays, because like I said, I'm trying to broaden my horizons, trying to get my R&B people involved. You know, I gotta stick to, you know, exploring all types of music, because even on R&B tips, like some of these tracks, I want to drop a hot 16 to and still let the R&B keep going. So, I mean, like I said, I got to broaden my horizons. I got to open my mind up to new things, to better things, and just, like I said, and give people a chance to do what they're doing, because, I mean, why am I going to hate on the next person doing their music, no matter what it is? So, especially if it's knocking, especially if it's cracking, and like we're doing here, we're smoothing out. So, everybody out there, just still make sure, I want you guys to talk about the show. If you like what you're hearing, if you think we're over here, you know, chilling, relaxing, like I said, if it's a cool metal thing, if you like the vibe we got going on over here, just go ahead and just tell somebody about it. You know, spread it in your Twitters, put it on your Facebooks, tag Uvu, Voxer, whatever the fuck y'all own. Just go ahead and let somebody know that we over here chilling, we got things going on over here, and it's just a good time, and it's we're just relaxing, trying to relax, okay? That's all I ask. But I want to jump into this subject real quick. We're going to talk about the head game, okay? And yes, I'm talking about head. I'm talking about girls sucking dick. I'm talking about guys eating pussy. But specifically right now, I want to talk about girls sucking dick because, ladies, head is exactly what it's supposed to be, is head. Head and hand, that's not head. This I know some of y'all be out there trying to cheat when y'all be going down on y'all dudes and doing what y'all doing, involving y'all hands, and that's just, what do I want to call that? I don't want to call it lazy, because I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say that it doesn't feel good. I'm not going to say that, but it's cheating, because it's not head. It's head and hand. No guy walks up to a girl, or when you with your guy, or when the girl, when the guy's with his girl, going to sit there and be like, hey, babe, can I get some head and hand? Like, I mean, it's not going to go down like that. So I'm just trying to let y'all know that head is supposed to be head, just like the other way around. If a guy's going down on a girl and he's finger banging, you got his finger up in there doing what he's doing or whatever, he's finger banging you. He's not giving you head. He's, you know, shoving 3-4 finger or however many you can take. He's doing that's what he's doing. So I'm just trying to be honest here. So it's just,
if a female is giving head and hand at the same time, that means she really don't want to suck your dick, and she probably be just doing it for, I don't know why, but, or she just don't know what she's doing, you know?
Ooh.
And, man, don't be afraid to let your female know that she's not sucking your dick right, because,
this is why
that's what I like so much, just let her know.
This is why it's good to have some estrogen on the show every now and then, because like I said, y'all, I don't know everything, so but that's real shit, and like I be trying to tell y'all, be honest. Like I said, I'm not trying to downplay y'all situation. I'm not trying to, if you think your head game is on point or woo woo and you got it going on like that, then that's all fine, that's all cracker. All I'm saying is head is not head in hand. That's all I'm saying, That's just bottom line. Like, I hope I'm not.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's, I don't know why the females do that. I mean, that's my two reasons right there, because I didn't have my homegirl tell me that, man, this guy's dick was so small, I couldn't even use my hand, you know? So it's like, it depends. It really just depends on, I guess, the size, how much you're feeling that guy. If his dick is smelling fresh and his balls, because come on now, guys, y'all got something in between that, so make sure y'all get all that.
Yeah,
you know,
that
if
is.
Y'all want your girl to suck your dick right, maybe it's because your balls stink and she just don't want to smell that shit, so she's trying to put her hand in the way because, you know, but if she's sucking a dirty, stinky dick, then maybe, I don't know.
Well, that is true. That is true, though. Fellas, wash in that sack. Go get some soap. Oopsie, me personally. This is West Good Wednesdays. I'm drinking. Fuck you. See me. I got a girl. A girl said she called it, what I had was porno dick, because you see, I shave. See, I don't like hair, period. Like smooth, like Gary Cole Whoop or whatever. So I'm saying.
Oh yeah, guys, and also guys, y'all need to start shaving your dicks too. You know.
Yeah, I've been doing that because I mean, like y'all got to guys, you got to realize hair just causes what sweat, must, just all kinds of shit. And then girls love smooth skin, no matter where it is, y'all. I'm trying to educate some of y'all, man. I'm telling y'all, some girls be on
right.
that. Some girls be on that super hairy, swole-er type nigga. Some girls like that, but she'll let you know if she likes a hairy person. If a girl don't say nothing, trust me, believe, she more likely will want you to be smooth. Now, I'm not telling y'all to sit up here and be like Olympic swimmers and shit. I'm not telling y'all to shave y'all legs, y'all arms, y'all chest. I'm not telling y'all to do all that shit. But that area, any place you want a girl to show you some good attention to, you want that place to be smooth. This is what I'm trying to tell y'all. That shit got to be smooth like Gary Coleman. Y'all ever looked at Gary Coleman? That nigga ain't never had not one blemish. He ain't never had not one cut on his face. I ain't looked at him all like close like that. But, I mean, every picture you see of Gary Coleman, that nigga's smooth. Fellas, you got to be smooth. And so that's what the one time a girl said. That was funny when she said it. She said she called it porno dick. And then I noticed what she was talking about because if you look at the pornos, not like you'd be looking at it like that, but if you look at them, most of the niggas on there, you don't see no hairy motherfuckers on there on camera trying to get their shit cracking. And y'all got to look at it like this. Think about when you getting it popping with a girl, you doing what you're doing. Think, act like there's a camera on you. That's how I think. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm thinking, what if TMZ popped in here right now, or what if I was on camera, there's a room full of people, and I got to show out. I can't look bad in front of people. So, you know, that's just my mode of thinking, is that I'm not going to look bad. And tell me this, am I lying? If a guy is bad at what he's doing, a girl will talk about his ass to whoever she can, whoever asks, like, this nigga was, like, won't that shit just spread around like a virus?
Yeah, you're right. It will spread around. I'm telling you this. Guys, y'all need to probably jack off before y'all want to have sex with a female because just like y'all want tri-tipsy, we want good dick. You know, guys tend to come faster sometimes. So within that first couple of strokes and pumps, and if you're not working it, and don't think, if you're not working the pussy, don't think after you get that first nut off within that 5 minutes, you're going to get back in. Because me personally, if you don't show me what you're working with within that however long window it takes you, when it comes to that, it ain't going to be no second round, you know. But if I'm begging for a second and third round, then I mean, you're the business. So, and you're going to get talked about, you know, good or bad. Same for, you know, guys with females. They're going to say, oh, she has some.
But that's why, exactly, but that's why.
Good head, and we'll do it.
If you're about to be on somebody's list and you know people is going to be talking about you, do you want to be the motherfuckers that they talking bad about, or do you want to be the one that's like, yo, that nigga, like I said. And y'all also got to realize some girls, honestly, if you do it good enough, she going to keep her mouth shut because she ain't going to want to tell nobody. She may tell like one person, maybe one, two, because girls be like that, because if it's that good, she going to want to keep it to herself. She ain't going to want to tell nobody because, see, girls be plotting on other girls. She going to tell other girls. I've been in the situation. The homegirl told the other homegirl, and the other homegirl started looking at me all like, woo, woo. I mean, I'm not telling y'all no stories. These are shit that nigga done been through, done seen, done been involved in. And it's just crazy because now that I sit back and step back and look at the whole situation, it ain't really changed. Look, it's just different. And if you notice the little differences and similarities, it's all, like I said, I'm just trying to help y'all. This is what we do over here on Bang Out Radio. Is on top of playing these indie artists and these real nice laid-back tracks over here on West Good Wednesdays Hump Nights, we just try to educate y'all on both sides and try to make sure that y'all sex lives is cracking, because my shit is cool. I don't know about y'all shit. I don't have no issues when it comes to these subjects, so this is why I can talk about it so easily.
But and also, back to the head game subject. First, finger banging, most females do not like finger banging, especially if you're going down on them. Don't put too many fingers up in there because that's going to fuck up the whole little mood. Like.
And another thing, fellas, just while we're on the subject again, fellas, you don't even got to put your finger on it, just on the outside of it. Go just wibble around on the outside of it. Just the tip. You got to tease the pussy. I'm trying to help y'all. Tease it a little bit. Y'all don't, like I said, some of y'all, but see, some, I can't even say this, some girls be the biggest freaks. Nigga,
and make sure your hands are clean.
There, like, some girls want that 3-4, nigga, try to, nigga, put your hand in that bitch.
I'm sorry, it's not going down over here, so.
Oh, well,
no hands.
Like I said, yeah, you don't speak for all of them, because like I said, I know some that be on that freak nasty shit. Like, damn, girl, are you serious? Scared the shit out of me. This one girl told me to bite her, like, you know what I mean? I was biting her, but then she's like, harder, like, what? Like, harder, like, I'm thinking I'm about to draw blood and pull a chunk out of this bitch, but she was dead serious. Like, now I'm like, nah, see, that shit is scary. Scary.
That's like white people sex, like,
yeah, I'm
like,
I'm scared, man. Y'all got to watch that shit out there, y'all. Hey, but I mean, it never surprises me when some people do, because I know, like, I don't be on that white people shit, but like I said, I got stories. I know I got a history of shit that I done, and this shit is not all, you know, PG-13. So I know, but then I know that there's people out there that done worse than me. And like I keep telling y'all, if y'all ain't afraid to come out here and talk, and like I said, I want to hear your stories. I'm interested. I'm curious. This is the only way we're going to get to the bottom of shit. Every Wednesday right here, like I said, bring in your stories, bring in whatever. Let us know what we got going on so we can talk about it, so we can holler about it, so we can see what's up. But we're going to get into Dagger's double play for the day, for the night. We're just going to let it roll. We're just going to let it play like this. No introductions. Let's go. Deuces.
All right. The Dagger. I got to put my heart on this one, y'all. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Got a problem with that? Fuck you, all right? For real. This shit right here fucked me up, alright?
Alright.
Yeah. It's the only way I can express that shit.
Deal with it.
So here we go.
Gotta keep it pushing.
Yeah.
What's love gonna do about it?
I don't know what I'm doing, but I know the path I'm choosing.
Right.
I lost a lot in life.
You
didn't plan on losing.
Uh-uh.
But here I am, a better man, and yet I stand alone. I am a king, you were my queen, but then you went and left the throne. I can't believe it, but so be it. Now it's over, dead and done. Could have fought it out together, but you rather turn and run. Begging isn't what I do with you. I did a lot of things. Still cussing, yelling, fighting.
Damn.
I paid the rent, I buy the food, I get the drink, I buy the weed. But now the times are getting hard, I guess there's more you really
what
need.
Else?
In the streets 5 days a week, I can't hate, she kept me straight. She told me straight out to my face.
I'm going out, I got a date.
Later. I turned my head and walked away to smile while you walking. Now I'm thinking in my head, I should.
Choke this bitch and knock her out.
That's some crazy shit I know, but hey, these feelings fuck me up. Be glad my mama raised me right, so I'll just chuck these deuces up.
I'm looking douchey, I'm chucking my deuces. I'm moving on to something better, better, better. No more trying to make it work. You make me wanna say, say bye bye, say, say bye bye, say, say bye bye to her.
Stomach hurt, can't even sleep. Laying in my bed alone, and all I do is count the sheep. I will no longer weep. You have my heart, don't want it back. All I got is self-esteem, and sorry I can't give you that. I wanted you to tie me down. Instead, you chose to set me free. You said,
I'll always have your back.
You should have never lied to me, cause now I'm just a psychopathic lyricist. That broken heart is screaming.
Fuck the world and all those idiots.
Yeah, she got me started. Dearly departed, now the death would be an easy route. Gotta live my life without you. Thought we had it figured out. Tried to talk, you chose to walk. Told me I ain't worth the thought. I gave you everything I had to give, plus the shit I bought. Now that's just wasted money. It ain't funny, I ain't laughing. Now you out there talking shit, not telling folks what really happened. Had a ring, you had a hoe, you let a bitch come fuck it up. Believing every lie she told you made you chuck the deuces up.
I'm with some new shit, I'm chucking my deuces.
Serious, man. I never wanted to get like this.
Better, better, better.
Some real shit.
No more time to make
I ain't got a lot of no motherfucking about it.
Say
a bunch of bullshit.
Bye-bye,
but
what?
Don't deal with it anyway. I gotta keep
bye-bye,
pushing, right?
Don't
nobody else give a fuck, so I got
to.
I got so much to say, got even more I gotta do instead of worrying about your ass and who's fucking you. But hey, that ain't my biz, I'm kinda saucy, feel the fire. Told me there was no one higher, waiting, got a new supplier. Yeah, I used to be a liar, made a change, I had to grow. Opened up my heart and soul,
and now
you wanna let me go so you can go and do
whatever.
Moving on to something better. Left me once, left me twice, third time, that's forever.
I never wanted this, enough's enough, you got me pissed. You ain't making shit, but still you talking, throwing, breaking shit, you stupid.
Whoa.
Hold up, nah, I still won't call you out to me. Nothing like them other bitches, why you wanna act
why?
The same?
Why?
This is just my pain, cause I can't lie, she fucked me up. She told the cops I fucked her up.
Then what they do?
They locked me up. I could've fucked you up, but nah, I say that's over Jerry Springer.
Fuck you, Dagger.
Fuck you too, whatever. Deuces. Two middle fingers.
Yeah.
And there you have it.
I'm gonna fucking Dagger.
Seriously, man, I didn't wanna move on, but fuck it, I got no choice yet. It's not in my hands anymore. I did everything I fucking could, you know what I mean? What can a nigga do? But keep it pushing. Keep moving forward. And stop crying about that shit, right? So fuck it, that's what I'm gonna do. This shit still hurts like a motherfucker. So fuck it. Deuces.
Nikki, Nikki.
Francine, it's no use. It's not going to happen tonight.
Don't worry. There are ways to treat it. Meditation, Cialis, Ginkgo biloba. Well, you know, for your memory. Because you forgot how to get a boner.
Hey, I'm not the problem. You're the problem. I've never slept with anyone except you. But you, you have a sex garden that was on the cover of Sex Garden magazine.
Oh, is that what this is about? My past? Stan, that was just sex. Sex without love is meaningless.
Francine, I'm listening to you talk. I'm looking in your eyes, but all I can see is you taking more poundings than Omaha Beach before the ground assault began.
Yes, yes, we're back. West Gill Wednesdays. Hump Nights, The Dagger, L.A., West Coast, all day. Bang Out Radio. We're chilling, relaxing, trying to make it through the week, trying to calm down, trying to relax, trying to get an understanding. Got MIA chilling with me. Oh, man, let's jump into this subject. Positions and positioning. And there's different ways that we're going to veer off of this subject. But initially, I just want to say this, or at least I want to ask a question. Now, MIA, what's your favorite position? I've come to find out that girls are really feeling this doggy style position right now.
I'm really feeling the doggy style position. I don't know. I mean, but some guys don't know how to handle the doggy style position because things might happen. You know, it might get a little too wet up in here, you know?
I mean, it's just, but that's what I've come to discover. Every time that question comes around, or every time it comes up, I keep hearing that doggy style, doggy style, doggy style, doggy style.
I'm not gonna lie. I have done it in doggy style, but it seems to make me squirt if I'm in doggy style. Like that's the only way it's gonna happen.
But is it the feeling? Does it like, is it the spot? Does it hit a certain spot from that angle?
But also
at the same time, you see, I remember you just said, girl, you said guys can't handle doggy style position. Some girls can't handle doggy style position either.
True.
Let's not get this
twisted. I can't handle certain doggy style position. Yeah, it just depends on the dick, you know, the pussy, or however you're having sex, you know.
And some people be running, and it's like no, don't run. I thought this is what you wanted. Like, and then what I don't like, and ladies, here's where I want to veer off with this. We'll stick with the doggy style right now, but y'all gotta know how to arch your back. The arch in the back of a doggy style position is vital to the position to work, because I've been in some situations where I'm back there and I'm trying to do what I got to do, and the girl arches. She doesn't arch her back. She arches it the wrong way. Like she puts a hump in it. She goes up instead of down. And
yeah, it's true, because and like it feels different in the different arch, like the different either up, down, side, all the way. Like it just feels different, you know.
But it's the upward arch, because it just looks wrong, because then it looks like you really got a hump in your back. See, I be having to put like I be trying to put my like arm in the back, like in the small of the back. I try to like make sure I hold that position, because some girls need help, because you gotta hold them down in place, because they, like I said, sometimes they just want to.
No, that's just because you like 7 feet. Yeah.
So what does my height have to do with anything? It's just that.
I mean, it has a lot. Because we're just friends, but I'm short, and I have messed with guys who were taller than me, way taller. I'm 5'1". So it's the height. You know, it's really the height that's a factor. Right.
Okay. Cool. See, this is what I'll be trying to understand. And then also, ladies, you got to keep up on your exercises, keep up on your flexibility, keep up on your stretching outs, and making sure y'all doing y'all Pilates or whatever the fuck y'all got to do. Because at least, like I was saying earlier, when I can only speak for myself, I can't speak for other people and what they do. But when I do what I got to do, I want to make sure I can put a girl in any kind of position that my crazy mind can come up and think with. Now, that's going to require the girl that I'm dealing with to be able to bend and flex and turn legs the other way. Not twist around. Like I said, I'm not going to break people's legs, but I'm just, y'all, I'm saying, like, you got to be able to bend that motherfucker and then not complain after I'm there for like 5-10 minutes, because, like I said, I put is work when I'm doing what I'm doing. So I'm trying to make sure I tell y'all ladies, because like I said, I know there's other guys. I'm not saying I'm the best at what I do. I'm not saying that I'm the greatest in the bed. I'm not saying that. I know there's people out there doing their thing and getting it popping. But it's a two-way street. Like, I can't tell niggas how to do what they do. I can't give a nigga pointers on how to put in some work. I mean, you got to have your own style. You got to have your own game. You got to be able to do what you want to do on your own. But what I can do is try to talk to y'all ladies and try to make it so a nigga can at least put in his best effort. That's what I, because I'm trying to help. Because there's nothing worse than trying to get it popping and somebody's disappointed. And 9 times out of 10, it's usually the female that's disappointed. And I'm trying to stop y'all niggas from getting talked about. Y'all don't want to be the niggas that's out here getting talked about. Like, this, I've heard stories. I've been around girls that just dog the shit out of niggas over bad sexual encounters. Y'all do not want this. Y'all do not want these losses on y'all records, because these girls.
I mean, but females get treated the same way. I mean, it's really, you really most commonly hear it about females. You know, her pussy was loose, or she stank, or, you know, or whatever.
But
she didn't know how to suck a dick, just like you said earlier. It can be the littlest thing.
But even at that, though, I mean, if even when a nigga's talking shit, it doesn't really matter on a nigga's perspective, because the bottom line on the same end, it's like, okay, nigga, well, it's not going to stop the next nigga from fucking her. Let's put it that way. No matter how bad her pussy or whatever it is, or whoop or whatever, if a nigga's talking to another nigga talking about, like, yo, her pussy was bad, whoop or whatever, and, you know, it wasn't all good, whoop or whatever, the nigga would still take it down if he not taking a chance. Now, if a girl tells another girl that, nigga, that nigga dick was weak, that nigga shit was all small, woo, ain't no girl going to be like, you know what, I'm going to check that out to see for myself. That shit's not going to happen. This is, you know, you see there's a difference.
You're right, but, I mean, some females just don't give a fuck.
So
some females just don't care. But I'm still caught, stuck on this subject. Like, I am a female, and I still don't understand how you can actually get loose. If we got babies coming out of our pussy, and how do you actually lose your grip, or, like, and I'm a female, and I don't understand that, like, so.
That's why, when I hear that,
a guy say that, it's like, well, are you serious? Like, I know some couples that are married, and they're still together after years and having babies, and, like, so with females, what are y'all doing to yourselves, like?
I don't know. Like I said, no guy has ever actually told me he didn't have some loose pussy. Like, it ain't never came up in any of my conversations. But I guess that's because the guys I deal with, we deal with top-notch people. So maybe that's
true.
What it is. But it I don't. But,
do it.
But I don't know. I mean, I never encountered a loose pussy in that sense. So that's something I can't speak on.
This is just from just like being out there. You know how we do it, just being in different cities and just listening to different conversations and people talking and just basically hearing somebody walking down the street. You know, people be on the metro having all kind of conversations. You don't ever know.
It's amazing when,
like,
you sit and listen, right, when you can actually sit and
it really
be quiet.
It is amazing.
You can hear all kinds of shit when you just sit back and be quiet and nobody says nothing. Then you just sit back and listen. You hear all kinds of stories. So it's just amazing, amazing, amazing. So I want y'all ladies, like I said, I'm just trying to give y'all the inside game on some real shit. When it's like, because if a nigga is going to take you down and he's going to try to show off and do what he's going to do, and if he's got skills, then he's going to put you in some positions that you may not be accustomed to, that you may not be ready for. But you can't give up. You can't just be like, no, I can't. Because see, here's what guys don't like. Guys do not like trying to get it cracking and then being pushed away. Trust me, it's okay. I know it makes a nigga, it boosts a nigga ego just a little bit. It does. Like, hold on, wait, stop. Like, no, but it's like you.
But
eating.
That stuff actually really does hurt a female.
I thought,
like,
pleasure
guys
was pain.
Thinking, oh, females are pushing away because, oh, like, yeah, I can't take it. It hurt. Like,
Nah. I thought pleasure was pain. I thought pleasure was pain, or pain was pleasure.
Or maybe they just don't like it. I don't know.
I'm celibate,
so I don't know. I'm just saying about my past. It's crazy.
If you can't take, like I said, if you can't, if you can't handle the ride, then don't get on, right?
It can also be how you're doing it, how aggressive you're coming at it. Maybe, like, you should probably slow down, you know, and ease into a different position. You know,
I'm not saying jump right in and fold the girl into a pretzel off the jump. I mean, I'm not saying that, but I'm talking about, like, see, you're talking about, like, 5 minutes, you know, that gives a nigga a time frame. See, 5 minutes, that's just the warm-up. 5, 10 minutes, that's just the warm-up. That's just to get things salivating, get the juices flowing. That's only the warm-up. See, by the time we were warmed up, we're both kind of sweaty, we're both into each other and everything, and we realized we were about to get it popping. Now this is where the gymnastics and all the other shit is supposed to come out. This is where
the
cockiness comes in.
That's the thing. A warm up can be, like, it can go vice versa. Just like I said, it just depends on how it is. Because a warm up, just like you said, first impressions are everything, and that's a warm up to me. Like, that first impression.
But what would be the first impression then? What do you mean? Like actually talking to somebody? We're past all this. We're in the bedroom looking at each other, wondering if we're gonna get our fuck on or not. We're past the introductions.
It's past all that, then it's not a problem. But I'm just saying, if that is your first, you know, time actually encountering with that person and getting to know that person in that way, you know, that's what I'm talking about. But of course you're going to be talking and being around a person and get to know that is your introduction, but it is what it is.
But what I want to say, I mean, it's also just weird because, well, not really weird, but when you think about it, and it's just like, I don't even know how I want to cover the situation, but you just got to understand, I'm trying to tell the fellas, like, oh, wait, here, let me do it like this. Now, tell me if I'm wrong or right. A girl can look at you and instantly know if she's going to fuck you or not, period. She can just look at you like you either give her some or you wouldn't, period, right?
Right,
off,
but
just off look, right? Just look at a nigga like I would fuck him or I wouldn't fuck him off, like within 5 seconds, am I right?
Yeah, but guys do the same thing because the minute they see a girl with booty, it's like, damn, you know?
No,
so that's why they be saying they're going to fuck.
Nah, not all booty.
No matter
good.
If she look good or what.
Nah, but I guess overall, yeah, but not all booty is
but
good.
But yeah, you're right.
The reason I'm saying that is because, fellas, this is what you got to realize. A girl already knows she's going to fuck you right from jump as soon as she looks at you, so that part is out of your control because she's either going to do it or she's not. The question is when. And the other question is, are you going to be around when she decides if she wants to do that or not? So I'm just trying.
Yeah, if you're going to be around and your whole attitude after that. Because I did it before. I didn't look at a guy and say, oh, yeah, I'll fuck him. And, I wonder how it's going to feel and all that stuff like that. But as I kind of got to know that person and been around that person, I'm like, damn, I'm glad I didn't do that shit because, man. Look how he acted or look how he really is, you know what I mean? So you're right. We will say, you know, oh, yeah, it can be a possibility, but
So y'all got to realize, fellas, I'm just trying to help y'all. See, y'all got to move past the fact that y'all got to worry about if the girl is going to fuck you or not. Because, and I keep trying to tell y'all also that you can't offer a girl pussy every time you see her or every girl pussy that you come across, because every guy that she done ever come across in some shape, way, or form done offered her that before. You can't offer her the same thing thousands and thousands of dudes or whatever, ever since she grew titties and ass, then offered her since she was in high school. Like, come on. This is nothing new. But we're going to get back into some music, y'all, here on West Good Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Like I said, we could talk about this for days, and we got all kinds of time to sit and getting all types of subjects. Make sure y'all call in 661-621-7559, and we're going to get into this Desiree Charisse Harmony song. Let's roll.
This song is dedicated to my daughter, Harmony Janae. I can never imagine
Fucking up, putting you through all the distress. I swear to God that I'm gonna change. Go back to how how I was, but right now I got a buzz, so I be busy as fuck, but when I get home, you ain't gotta work. If I can give you the world, you will have the universe. Hey, you already know that, you already know me. And plus I fuck you good and I put that on my day homies. Like I will never leave. Hey, cause you my wife, the one that I plan on planting my fucking seed. All these other bitches weak, they groupied out the game, and I still can't believe that you compare me to these lames. Like we are not the same, I'm nothing like them. Why you think when I came in that you forgot about him? Hey, look, you my bitch and I ain't giving you away. So until I have time, I'm about to paint away. I know I need you every day.
Head must be turned upside down by this whole Peter thing. So, you know, if there's anything you want to talk about...
Oh, don't worry, Brian. I'll admit this is an emotional time for me, but you and I are married, and that's the way it's gonna stay.
So, any possibility of tonight being the night we finally push the beds together?
Good night, Brian.
Come on.
Jeez, enough with that already. You're like a dog with a bone.
Tell me about it. I'll be in the basement.
Doing what?
What do you think?
Yeah, we're back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Late Night Edition, Dagger, Bang Out Radio, L.A., West Coast all day. We're going to get into some, what is it? I'm not going to call them announcements. We're going to get into some news, but I'm just going to go to my Facebook real quick. I'm going to look at some of the events y'all got going on. We're going to shout some of these out, see what's going on out here in the world. As always, remember, next year, 2012 Music Summit, Rules and Requirements, make sure you check it out, y'all. Going down. As submissions are received, your profile is added to the radio station website. Artists, DJs must drive fans to the site to vote for them, to vote for the website, y'all, December 1st to February 15th. Each day, the top voted songs will air on the show, Beats from the Streets. They got second place stuff, y'all. There's a lot of going on out here, y'all. Make sure y'all check it out, the Music Summit. All right, y'all, 2012, Rules and Requirements. Make sure y'all look at that. What else we got in here? What else we got? The Naughty and Nice Pajama Party, Toy Drive. What's that? Going down at the Hub, 2001 East Valley, Colton, California. That's this Friday. Make sure y'all go out there. If y'all in the Colton area, in the IE, or can make it out there, make sure y'all roll out. What's going on right here in good old L.A.? We got the L.A. Dolls. Invite you to see them. Who is Melanie Fiona? Live in concert at the Savoy, okay? That's going down Saturday, 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. If y'all don't know where the Savoy is, that's in Inglewood. And if you in Inglewood and don't know where the Savoy is, or if you in L.A. and don't know where the Savoy is, oh, you ain't from L.A. So it's right there in Inglewood, up there off of, like, La Brea and Manchester. So that's Saturday. Hey, what else we got going? A few more things. My boy Chunk Soups, the Vegas Music Mixtape Release and Las Vegas Beat Battle Finals at the House of Blues in Las Vegas, y'all. That's December 17th, see? If I would have known, I would have saved my trip. Maybe would have went out there for that, but I ain't going to be able to get back out there, y'all. So y'all got love for the Dagger. Make sure y'all doing what y'all doing. Shout-outs to Chunk Soup. Make sure y'all bag out, get out there and support if you're in Vegas or you're going to be out there. What else we got? There's something else my man Chunk Soup's got going on. What's this? It's also the finals. Well, oh, the House of Blues, same thing. Oh, wow. See, you got me, Chunk. See, you a fool, man. You got me pronouncing this. You got me doing the same thing twice. But, I mean, that's smart, I guess. That's smart. I would do the same thing if I was out there promoting stuff. So, Make sure y'all out there. Make sure y'all heard what I was got going on. What else? What else? And we got the smoke session about to pop off when we finish a few more announcements, y'all. So make sure y'all got y'all blunts, y'all bongs, y'all zigzags, whatever y'all rolling up in, whatever y'all smoking in. Make sure y'all get that ready because we about to get high real soon. Let's go back around the world and look at some more news. What else we got? What else? Oh, man. Let's see. A 38-year-old woman from Houston, Texas, has been accused of killing her common-law husband after allegedly shooting him during the sex game they call Dirty Cowboy. Wow. Dirty. First of all.
Yippee-ki-yo.
First of all, well, yeah, what kind of fucking dirty cowboy? How dirty was that game they was playing? Did she have a holster? And this is, and y'all see, this is in Texas. Texas, you're allowed to have guns. You're allowed to carry heat. So I could just imagine what kind of little freaky ass nasty shit they was doing. Where she probably just got too excited.
They didn't check the gun all the way, and it was still a bullet up in there somewhere, and it just happened to go off.
Basically, you have somebody been shooting at the air or something like that. Like, I don't know, but that's just scary, though. Like, how you can't even, and the girl's ugly. Like, if I could just show this picture, this is why I want to get my shit on a way where I could just get my webcam cracking and people can see me, because I want y'all to see this girl, this woman that I'm looking at. And it's like, no, why would she, she looks like the Dirty Cowboy. So I understand that's why they might have called it the game.
That's not right.
She's ugly. I'm sorry. She is. She burnt out. She looked, it's 38. She looked bad for 38, but I guess, I don't know.
Too bad he can't see what the husband looked like.
Hey, but too bad it ain't about him. The nigga dead. He probably ain't got no face.
He gone now.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Stupid ass. Now, let's see. What's going on in Boston? Boston, Utah man who police say was viewing, we're back on the child pornography kick, was viewing child pornography on his laptop during a flight from Salt Lake City to Boston, faced arraignment on Monday. Grant Smith, 47, Cotton Heights, Utah, was arrested Saturday after Massachusetts State Police reviewed his computer with his permission shortly after he disembarked from the flight at around 4 p.m. Police said Smith was sitting in first class when his fellow passengers saw the images on his computer and became concerned. The other passengers alerted the flight attendant, who also sent an email to a relative who called law enforcement, according to the Okay, I understand child pornography is bad. Now, I'm not about to sit here and try to condone in any shape, way, or form that child pornography is bad.
But is it really that serious when you're on the airplane watching child pornography?
How serious are these people? But what they went through to get the man caught, like, the fellow passenger saw it. Then the passenger called the flight attendant. The flight attendant sent an email to a relative, and the relative called law enforcement. That's a lot.
It was going all around.
I mean, I understand y'all, child pornography is bad. I'm not trying to condone that in any shape, way, or form whatsoever. But that's a lot.
But why did she just then tell somebody on the plane?
That's a lot to go through to snitch on somebody. That's a whole lot to go through to snitch on somebody. Now, and he says he was met at the gate by Logan International Airport by state troopers who requested and were granted permission to check the computer. He was charged with possession of child pornography and was scheduled to be arraigned in East Boston District Court. Child pornography is a form of child abuse, nothing less. State policeman said in a statement, "Those who possess it, it is a crime unto itself. Foster an evil network that sexually abuses and exploits children, irrebutably." So now Smith was held over the weekend by state police on $15,000 bail and was not immediately clear if he even had a lawyer. Now, yeah, again, it's fucked up that, yes, the man was sitting up there fucking doing that nasty ass
shit. I mean,
shit.
Child pornography, what do they really, they got to be some sick people because, like, that really doesn't make any sense. Like, do you really want to sit here and watch infants, babies, children, like, doing stuff they don't even know nothing about yet? Like, it's grown people out here who really don't know the meaning of sex and, you know, all that, making love. But, you know, you're watching children doing this? Is that serious? You're watching it on the fucking airplane? Like, nah, that's not right.
And here's another thing, like
his eyes right then and there.
Here's another thing, like you were talking about earlier. Look at this, man. There's a thing that you should never do in a library. Masturbating is definitely one of them. Police in Burlington, Kentucky, say they arrested a man who was doing just that at a main branch of the Boone County Library. But guess what? He wasn't even looking at a computer to look at porn. So now, which is worse? So now, you can't look at porn. So you can't look at porn in the library, and you can't jack off in the library. So
yeah,
you can't.
You can watch it, but you can't be touching yourself while you're watching it.
He wasn't even watching it. He just went in there and just felt it was a quiet place to like get his nut off real quick. I guess he wanted to bust a nut in silence, which I could understand sometimes. Sometimes you don't need a whole lot of noise and a lot of people around. So
no, I can't understand nobody going to the library and doing those type of stuff like that. That's pedophile. That's another going back to the child pornography. Like, what is wrong with these people?
They actually have air sex championships. Men and women simulate their favorite positions, and they perform in front of people their sexual acts and basically fake in front of people as a contest. Are we really running out of shit to do? People, are we really, like, you're going to get on stage in your drawers and pretend to have sex? People already fake enough while they're having sex, so why do we need to get on stage and show off how good we are at faking? I mean, is this something that's really hot right now? What is
I mean, I, if they can get on that stage and just pretend to just dry hump in front of people, then that's, just like I said, that's another level of sex and just some weird people out here. And, you know, I mean, everybody's into their different stuff, but that's spontaneous. That's really spontaneous. That's for people who's out here having orgies and stuff like that.
Here's right before we get to the smoke session, here's the last one I'm going to end off with, because this is some shit right here. Death by sex isn't as good as it sounds. Between 500 and 1,000 Americans, mostly men, die every year from autoerotic self-asphyxiation, which is a fancy way of saying strangling themselves during masturbation. That's comparable to the New York City murder rate. Y'all, more people are killing themselves while jacking off or masturbating, as comparable to the New York murder rate.
How do you hear yourself jacking off or masturbating? Like, is it like what?
I've seen people, but see, I watch cartoons. I've never seen the actual act, but I watch cartoons. Now, I've seen in cartoons where there are the people that put a belt around their neck and tie it up on something high, and they say when you jack off and you're running out of air, then your nut is supposed to be like all fantastic.
Oh, no.
But that's for guys. See, I understand, because, I mean, I think girls go along with this, too, because that's why girls be on that choke me, spank me, pull my hair. I don't know. I mean, I've choked girls, and they seem to really love the fact that they getting choked out. I mean, I don't try to kill them, but, I mean, you do cut off some air circulation, and they be on it. I mean, I don't know. I don't like that. I like my air. You know, I like to be able to breathe. You know, I need oxygen.
Be a little aggressive, but don't choke the shit out of me, because we might just go from fucking to fighting.
Okay, see, I don't know. Like I said, I guess it's just the people I'm dealing with, because, I mean, I have some girls that, man, I'd have put two hands around their neck. Like, they'd really be on.
Yeah, they like that. Some people really like that.
But that's what it is. But, I mean, I'm not killing the bitches. You know, I'm not killing nobody. But, I mean, these motherfuckers is killing they self, y'all. It's not that serious, y'all. It's just a nut. Y'all, it's okay. If you want a good nut,
it's not that serious.
If you want a good nut, pop a couple of pills. Like I said, there's a good nut for you. Pop some X and have some sex off of that. That's that eighth hour no power. Take it from the dagger, like I said. But not everybody can handle the pills, y'all. Make sure y'all got the right person that can handle pills, because somebody will pop that shit and go to sleep, or they'll be on some way out, like spaceman type shit. So don't just try to drug up anybody. Y'all got to make sure y'all know who y'all share y'all drugs with. But like I said, you want some good shit? Like I said, you want to bust a fat nut, go ahead, pop a pill, smoke a blunt, get drunk, get lit, then go hard. Like I said, but I'm not trying to promote. Like I said, look at me out here promoting drugs and shit. I'm sorry, y'all. Don't do drugs. Drugs are bad. They're bad for you. They're not good. But it is
something that is going on out here. So people do need to be aware of, you know, if they are doing drugs and all that other different drugs and stuff that's going on here. Just do it the right way, and don't bring it around nobody who's not feeling it. So.
Just smoke weed, y'all. Nothing's wrong with weed.
Smoke weed.
Smoke weed. And I'm going to say pop pills. I'm going to say pop X. Ecstasy is cool, but only in moderation.
But ecstasy was
in moderation.
Actually a medicine, so
in
it's
moderation,
actually
like,
not illegal because it's actually a medicine for weed is a medicine.
No, I'm going to save that for slap something.
Not street ecstasy, though, but...
But yes, y'all, watch our drug selection. But yeah, drugs and sex go hand in hand. It's okay. I like to actually have sex while smoking sometimes. I mean, it's okay. Drink in one hand, blood in the other, doggy style. Like I said, just don't ash on the girl's back. The girls don't like when you drop ashes on them. Try to keep that shit to the side. You know what I mean? Don't burn up no weed. Don't burn up no hair. I'm just
smoking
trying to,
and fucking at the same time.
What's wrong with smoking and fucking? What's wrong with smoking and fucking at the same time?
Okay, Dagger, since we're talking about smoking and fucking, you know, at the same time, why don't you let some of your lovely lady listeners know your favorite position, you know, since that question was
My favorite position, I like to be able to sit back because I like to sit back sometimes. Like I said, I feel I work hard. I got, you know, I work long hours. I got radio shows. I'm trying to do music.
Want the girl to just take
hard.
Control, you know, just sit back and just,
yeah,
I
like a girl that knows what she's doing. I like a girl that I don't have to tell her to do, that I don't have to do a whole lot. I hope y'all listening, ladies.
You know, y'all
listening. I like a girl that knows how to ride. I love a rider. I love a way to be able to bounce that ass, like, in the right way, and that's either from the side, looking
at...
And
you better turn that Sierra on, you know. Everybody don't try to ride it to Sierra, so...
Like I said, I don't realize, see, I'm telling on myself. But see, what I usually do is, like, I sit back, I let the ride go on, and then depending on how good the ride is, that lets me know how much work I get to put in on the other side. Because, like I said, I'm a giver as well as a receiver. But I like a girl that's like, okay, show me what you can do, and then I'll show you what I can do. You know what I mean? Like, show me what you can do, then I'll show you what I can do. Like, we'll just go back and forth like that. That's what I'm on, because I don't like laziness. I don't like laziness. I don't like those girls that just be like, sometimes they just want to lay there and don't want to do nothing.
Yeah.
Just like expect you to do everything. Like, I don't like that. But, I mean, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, and I'm still going to do what I'm going to do. But at the same time, it's like, let me get worked up into this too as well. Like, we're both here together. We're both trying to get turned up. We're both trying to feel off of each other. So let's do this for each other. So, because girls can be stingy too. Girls can get real stingy when they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's
not that we're stingy. It's just, I don't know. Sometimes, like, I mean, guys, y'all need to really listen. If a girl tell you that she just don't want to have sex or she's not feeling it at that moment, you know, don't matter if y'all fucking partners, boyfriend, girlfriend, however you want to take it, don't take it in that wrong way, you know, because it's really true. Like, guys are 100% freaky. Y'all want to fuck, y'all want to have sex, you know, y'all want to lay back, you know, get your dick stuck and everything like that. But, you know, you better listen to your girl, you know.
Yeah. That's how it is. So we're going to get into the smoke session. We're going to come back with our last callers, and we're going to get up out of here before the night takes us away. So we're going to get to this Jay Pistola, Amsterdam. Spark up. Let's blow.
Was out of LAX. My weapon of choice was Platinum American Express. I can't express the anticipation. Ridiculous blazing. A super glow, I'm a gram after gram in Amsterdam. I'm starring in my own movie and everybody's a cameraman. But I don't want the Starbucks or Folgers. I told you, I'm looking strictly for Sticky Doja. Myself, a weed heavyweight, a connoisseur. I love it to smell like, on the menu to my amazement was like 10 kinds of weed to put you on the pavement. Immediate engagement of lips to blunt. You need a dish to fool in the kitchen with your bum. It's not a front, but a Mary Jane utopia. The room is spinning and I can't stop grinning. Damn, damn, it was the Amsterdam. Oh, damn, the damn Amsterdam.
Japan. It was an Amsterdam. They got me faded, y'all. They got me faded, y'all.
I'm so what's up?
my neck. I be buzzing till the sun comes up. Full of smoke, count money. I be grinding till the sun comes up. Take a flight up.
What you staring at, Joe?
These dolls all look really surprised for some reason. I wonder what they're all so surprised about.
What? You ever seen a handicapped man before?
They're polyurethane sex toys, Joe. They're not capable of judgment. And even if they were, who cares? They're whores.
Yes, we're coming to the end of another West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights. Thank you guys for being here. Anybody that's been hanging out, anybody that's been listening to my voice, anybody that's been that done fuck with me from jump, anybody that's talked about me in a good way, bad way, it doesn't matter. As long as you're talking about me, then it's all good. It doesn't matter. We'll be here every Wednesday, 9 to 11, hub nights, late nights, trying to just talk about them real facts, them real issues, them just shit that other people wouldn't talk about. Just that, like I said, maybe I'm saying something that you would never get to say. Maybe I'm speaking on something you've been thinking in your head. Maybe I'm helping you try to understand what you may want to do in the future. I mean, I don't know what I'm doing except just probably just talking about what I know, what I've gone through, what I've experienced, and the things that I've had to go through in order to just be the person that I am and maintain what I've been doing. So I want to thank MIA for hanging out with me tonight, as always. Always welcome, call back anytime. We must go ahead and just let everybody know, say goodbye to everybody real quick.
All right, thank you, Dagger, for having me once again and letting me hang out with you. I want to give a shout out to everybody who's out there listening, and most importantly, the artists who's sending their music in. You know, I'm really sending out songs and everything. Just keep sending the music. You know, we need that good West Coast music, that R&B. Just keep it going. You know, keep Bang On Radio what it is. And just thank you. And everybody just have a great weekend. You know, party on.
Thank you. And like everybody else, make sure y'all tuned in right back here next week. And don't forget Slap Sundays. I'm coming back with a vengeance this week because I missed last week. This week is going to talk about my whole entire trip, my whole vacation. I got a lot of shit to get off my chest. So I'll see y'all on Sunday. I'll see y'all next week. We're going to roll out with the Lions Den, Sex on the Radio.